Hey there, if you're listening to this and you support us on Patreon, you can hear it via the Patreon page ad-free. You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week we'll share new under-the-radar music you need to hear, buried treasures. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. Later, we'll pay tribute to the late Carl Wallinger of World Party and Eric Carmen of the Raspberries. But first, let's get right into the buried treasures. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jim, I'm going to kick us off. We do this, regularly during the year. So much music that we want to get to. Not all of it we're able to get to in the regular record review segment. So we're going to compile some stuff that we've been listening to over the last few months that we really love. Stuff that isn't getting enough mainstream attention, in our opinion, or stuff that we just personally like playing on the show.
Yeah.
You know, I've been enjoying this band Bodega for a while. I put them on a couple of my mixtapes over the years, and they have been making music fairly steadily for about the last decade. They've got a new album coming out this year, Our Brand Could Be Your Life, a play on Michael Azerrad's book on the 80s underground. Our Band Could Be Your Life is the name of that book, and a great one it is. Bodega has a reputation as being one of those bands that really picks apart, you know, the liberal sort of attitudes that sort of build up over the years, you know, self-congratulatory, shall we say. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I'm on the right side of all these issues. And they're pointing out sort of the hypocrisy of some of it. There's a sly political bent to the band, social political commentaries, none of which would mean anything if the music wasn't so good. They're sarcastic, at times self-deprecating, but they do write really catchy songs that do, in fact, rock.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about this band. Started out as a two-person bedroom project, co-ed band, grew into a quintet. I've loved a lot of what they're doing, including this new single, Tarkovsky, from Bodega on Sound Opinions. That is Tarkovsky from Bodega, a new single from an up-and-coming album on Sound Opinions. Jim?
You know, our producers are always trying to keep us honest, Greg, so they did point out that you had done them once as a buried treasure in the past.
I think it was a playlist. Or I actually had them on a mixtape.
On a mixtape.
Couple
well,
of mixtapes,
And
yeah.
you said, yeah, but they're still buried, so I want to play them again. I'm going to a band like that as well. I had picked New Age Healers for the first time in 2019 as a buried treasure. Now they have a new single, The Spin Out. Is it part of a forthcoming album? I don't know. You know, New Age Healers, based in Seattle, a shoegaze psychedelic rock quartet led by vocalist, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Owen Murphy. I think he has something to do with KEXP. Surprising, their social media presence is really minimal. No band bio, you know, just two sentences on Bandcamp. You know, which I think has to be a intentional reaction to hype. On the other hand, they're still buried, right? So I'm playing them again 5 years later. I love this single. You know, the drumming here is just fantastic. Adam Lavoisier, I believe is his name, is doing sort of a combination of the classic Ringo Starr Tomorrow Never Knows drum loop with a little bit of the Rain drum thing that's happening, and it propels this great swirling, psychedelic, guitar-laden, keyboard, drone-heavy. I mean, it's just, you know, this is like Jim DeRogatis written all over
catnip.
It. I hope there's a full album coming, but even if it's only this single, it's a great one. The Spin Out by New Age Healer. The Spin Out by New Age Healers. Greg, we love to share the buried treasure wealth with our production staff. I do believe, Mr. Cott, there was a bit of a mini revolution amongst our four producers this time against being typecast. We don't have any K-pop. We don't have any, you know, sensitive indie singer-songwriter folk. We don't have any stoner rock from Max. We don't have... So they all said, let's mess with them and go against type. Let's turn to Sol Delgadillo, our associate producer, for her pick.
I chose Bored of Being Sad by Microwave for my buried treasure. I've been listening to Microwave for years, and I don't think I've ever mentioned them, nor do I think they've ever been mentioned on Sound Opinions. And to me, they're a band that is so consistent in their work and always putting out great songs, and you can tell that they love what they do, and they put a lot of thought into their production and to, like, the whole writing process of their songs, that they do take a bit between releases, and this one has so far knocked it out of the park. And their older stuff is fun, but in, like, a somber way, if that makes sense. A lot of other groups like them, or... at least the ones that they tour with, I think, constantly have songs about, you know, being sad. And obviously you can tell this one is not about that. There's not really much else I can add here. It's a banger. I'm excited for the new album that should be coming out soon. And they're going to be in Chicago in April. So be on the lookout for that. And without further ado, here is Bored of Being Sad by Microwave.
Soul, Microwave, Bored of Being Sad. yeah. Fun stuff, Soul. Emo from Soul. No K-pop. No. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Max has got. It isn't. I already said it isn't stoner rock, but that's okay, Max. We know all of you contain multitudes, and we embrace that.
Got to keep you guys on your toes, you know. Or we don't want you getting bored with our picks, right?
So no,
it's good to change it up.
Was this planned, Max?
No.
As the junior member of the team, you could tell us the truth.
Not at all. No, just
all right.
Serendipity, I guess. But
all right.
This week I went with this song called Imitation of War by an artist that goes by Itasca.
Maybe Itasca.
Itasca, mm-hmm. It could be, yeah.
I have a friend, and Greg had a former coworker who spelled her name Itasca like that.
Okay. Yeah. Itasca, if you want to look it up. It's the pseudonym for this guitarist and singer-songwriter named Kayla Cohen, LA-based musician, the main composer for this project. And this is actually the fifth album that she's put out under the name. She's playing with a full band on this record. And yeah, it was released earlier this year, 2024. The album is also called Imitation of War. I want to say the sound is like kind of a combination of folk rock and maybe post-punk. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I think that there's just something about the kind of like strong emphasis on guitar, the dual guitaring riffs going back and forth, that makes me think of post-punk, but just approached from a different way, like a folk artist would approach it. I had to look up a video just to see, because I was very curious what the actual guitar work was, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of got this heavy chorus effect on it. It makes it kind of masks some of the complexity of what's going on, but
it's a little television-like at spots.
Yeah, definitely. But that's kind of the driving energy of the song, is this like heavy chorus guitar riffs. I love the drumming as well. It's very soft and pulled back, but the drummer still has a liveliness to them that comes through and really complements like what is a pretty soft jam with just some great little fills and stuff, livens it up.
You know, to tell the truth, Max, this is positively twee from what we have come to expect from you. You usually have guys who look like you with the big beard.
Yeah,
and long
Max
hair.
Started out as this heavy duty underground punk, a little bit of metal,
a little
and now
stoner.
We get something. This reminds me a little bit of Cocteau Twins or Beth Orton, kind of electro folk, atmospheric.
It's good stuff.
Pop music. It's cool. I liked it.
I mean, I'm always kind of on the prowl for like the genre defiant stuff, you know?
Yes.
Which I feel like this is. So I don't know. Maybe
all of us are.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right, let's hear it. Max, his pick, Itasca, Imitation of War. As always, we want to hear your picks. Leave them in a voice message on our website or leave a comment in our Patreon community. When we come back, we'll share more of our recently unearthed buried treasures and hear some additional picks from the production staff on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tick fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan.
In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And Sound Opinions is. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, alotrolado.org/volunteer.
And we are back. This week, we're sharing some of our latest batch of buried treasures, new under-the-radar music you need to hear. Now let's throw it to our producer, Andrew Gill. Andrew, hip-hop from Andrew. I love it.
It's not my first time picking hip-hop, but...
No, I know. But this is really weird hip-hop, which is good.
I will say, yeah, so my pick is a group called Kneecap, and... Musically, it's not really my wheelhouse, what they do musically, but there is such an interesting story around them that I just really wanted to talk about them. I mean, first of all, they're not really a buried treasure because I first heard about them when they performed on The Tonight Show a few weeks ago. So they're not exactly buried. But so I first saw that they performed there, and I see... Three Northern Irish guys, one of them wearing a balaclava with the Irish flag.
Wow.
Performing on The Tonight Show. Then the next time I hear about them was a couple weeks later when they were at South by Southwest and they boycotted the official Irish showcase in solidarity with the Ceasefire Now movement. And I'm like, wow, these guys are like party rap. These are like guys that are rapping about MDMA and going out to the club, but they're rapping in Irish half of the time, which is like one of the only
Gaelic.
Right? Yeah.
The preferred nomenclature now is Irish, but people might consider it Gaelic.
And you have been to the Isle, so yeah.
Well, sure, yeah, but most of the Irish groups I've been playing are like folky and traditional, like Lancum and things like that.
These guys are not.
Mm-hmm. No, these guys are not. They're from Belfast. They grew up speaking Irish, and so they have this sort of like push and pull of like being nihilistic party rap, but then also just because of who they are, there's an inherent political nature to it, which they are constantly kind of denying. They're like, no, we're not, we want to keep the peace.
Because yeah, but there
peace
it is.
Was hard,
yeah.
hard won here. But then they put a song out called Get Your Brits Out, what are you actually trying to do here? But so the other aspect that's really interesting about this group is that there's a movie that was at the Sundance Film Festival this year called Kneecap that features the group acting in it as themselves, as well as Michael Fassbender.
Wow.
So it's it got a lot of like buzz after Sundance. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that film. I don't know. It's just like unlike anything else that I've heard about in the past few months musically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there's a lot to dig into with this group Kneecap, more than you might think if you just look at the surface. So, yeah, if you're looking for a lot of interesting reading about current events in the world,
education,
you know, like,
all right,
you got a lot of material. But this newest single is called Sick in the Head. And I don't know, musically, it kind of reminds me of like House of Pain or something, you know, like throwback 90s hip hop. But yeah, here it is, Kneecap.
I got a point to be proven to myself. Sitting too long, getting moldy on the shelf, cause I'm too far gone when it comes to mental health. Rather be sick in the head with a little bit of wealth. Time to gender right, a glotty cool is tranchera. My time can do yin and dini do sit down, chera. I get relaxed and not get shit, we can't check out. Never go live by your guest, I can show him on. Shots again, to your doctrine, yeah, they're doing it to you constantly. An individual is surely what you want to be. You're born to sound good, live your fantasy. Before they eat you up, especially earth and laugh.
That's a little bit of Kneecap from Andrew Gill. Sick in the Head is the name of the track. You know, I like that track, Andrew, because it reminded me a lot. You mentioned 90s, early 90s. I'll even go back to the 80s when it was just a drum machine and two guys ripping it up on a microphone. You know, it was just this this whole attitude that is in that music, and it's really hard-edged, which I dug. So, yes, thank you, Andrew, for that choice. I am going to go to my next buried treasure. Hopefully it's not a buried treasure for long. Miranda Winters, the lead singer in a great Chicago band. She's been a force in music locally for quite some time. Miranda's got a new solo album coming out under the name of Mandy. And the name of the album is going to be Lawn Girl. This is the first single from it. Pretty cool. You know, I've talked to Miranda before, and her, you know, one of her big influences, she told me, was the Breeders. Really loved Kim Deal, that melody, that deadpan vocal style, the blend of the melody and the noise. She one-ups that here. You can hear a hint of that Breeders influence here. And it's 2 minutes long, a 2 minute song. And she's, you know, it starts out, you know, as this kind of, as she says, a revenge fantasy song about the embarrassment of sincerity and waiting so long to say something that by the time it comes out, you're yelling. It's a ballad for teenage girls everywhere. You know, by the end, it's into this caterwauling phase in the last part of the song. It just takes it to a new place. Very reminiscent of Milk Belly's ferociousness.
Yeah.
And Miranda Winter's ferociousness, otherwise known as Mandy. High School Boyfriend from Mandy on Sound Opinion.
Another Greg pick, High School Boyfriend from Mandy. I love the contrast between the wispy vocals in the beginning and where Mandy ends up. You know, I'm going to, it's old home week in part for me, Greg. People that I met in Maxwell's in the mid-80s, still making music. I didn't want to go with two of them, so I'm going to save James Mastro's first ever solo album for my next Buried Treasure episode, and highlight in this one, Burnt Sugar, the Orchestra Chamber. I first met Jared Nickerson when he was the bass player for Human Switchboard. Saw them play a dozen times in the mid-80s, right? You know, Jared was a go-to bass genius. Nona Hendrix, Vernon Reed, buddies with and playing on albums by Bernie Worrell, Gary Lucas, Chocolate Genius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all ancient history. 25 years ago, with the late great hip-hop critic, Greg Tate. Jared formed Burnt Sugar, the Orchestra Chamber. It is part Miles Davis electric period, part funkadelic, a little Bad Brains, Band of Gypsies at their wildest. You know, it was part of the Black Rock Coalition, mm-hmm. which we talked about recently when we discussed Living Color and how important that movement was. And of course, Greg, being such a great writer, you know, we've lost him now, you know, was kind of the spokesperson along with the folks in Living Color. But Jared was the heart and soul, mm-hmm. okay? And Burnt Rock Rock Orchestra, that's orchestra, spelled the way Sun Ra did, which is yet another influence, right, is still going strong. 40 people have been in and out of the band. At any given moment, it might be a dozen members. They have a new four-song mini suite that is truly extraordinary. It is called Angels Over Okanda. And their first new studio album since 2017. I'm going to play the title portion of this musical suite on Sound Opinions.
Angels over Okanda. Hey, 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 you're slipping away hey, hey, from my sympathy. Hey, hey, fast being erased from any empathy.
Burnt Sugar, the Orchestra Chamber. That's got "cot" written all over it, doesn't it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, I knew you would.
I loved it. The vocalist, you know, it had an Erykah Badu vibe.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that. It's great to hear that sound. My next track is from a band called Goat that I've been a fan of for a number of years. They're taking a left turn on their new record from what I knew about them previously. They're a Swedish band. They've been releasing music since 2012. Jim, you'd love this because they, well, first of all, they're a collective that performs in masks and costumes. Mm. And then the first time I saw them, I go, oh, that's the Art Ensemble of Chicago. And I go, no, it's these Swedish guys, you know? and I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. And then they come from a remote part of Sweden. You're going to love this. Mm. That was supposedly under a voodoo curse cast by a traveling witch doctor.
I do love that.
After being persecuted by Christian crusaders.
Ah.
So this is a very, shall we say, alternative part of the Swedish culture. And they apparently the band Goat has a history dating back decades with a different series of lineups, mm-hmm. you know. So this group is the latest. They titled their first album inventively World Music, you know. To some it's a cliche, obviously, but... it also reflected the fact that they were interested in a wide variety of music and rhythmically, you know, drawing on things like Afrobeat and Turkish funk. This new album, though, sort of dispenses with that rhythmic sort of innovation. Medicine is the new album that came out late last year. And more into acid rock, just straight up psychedelia with a real spooky edge, touches of metal and stoner rock, but still getting you into that plane where you're feeling the acid rock vibes. At least I do. Mm. Here's a track from the new album. It has like really heavy metal aspects to it as well. This is more atmospheric. It's called Raised by Hills from Goat on Sound Opinions. Raised by Hills from Goat, a little bit of acid rock from Sweden.
You're going to think I'm on drugs, but I heard some heavy Jethro Tull influence.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely
know,
that.
Songs from the Wood, because Tull could be metal, but Tull was also, yeah, you know, incredible
there
string band.
Definitely in there.
All right, another personal connection, Greg. Vincent Rames was a student of mine in my music and media in Chicago class, a first semester, first year student, right? And he's the only student in me teaching that class for about 12 years. We have a class on alternative rock. He's the only student I've ever had who truly loved Urge Overkill.
Oh, wow.
Urge Overkill does not connect with the two
with the kids.
Latest generations that I have taught so far. You know, we cover them. They were a big deal for 5 minutes, and then they weren't. Vincent has always had a sort of high shtick tolerance, right? Mm-hmm. Also a big Flaming Lips fan. Is a great guitar teacher, has taught a class of youngins how to play Kiss in School of Rock.
Okay.
So on his own, he has a new album that just dropped called Mandatory Reporter. He performs under the name Vincent Black Shadow, and it's a very endearing mix of slacker humor, Dada surrealism, think Beck, think Kurt Vile, and just think lovable weirdo. you know, this song came out first as a single. It's a great one. Vincent's bounced around the country. He's from Washington State, Bellingham area, you know, did some time in Chicago. Then I think he moved to Portland for college. Now he's in Brooklyn. He's a child of the universe, I think he'd be the first to say. This single's called I Think Not by Vincent Black Shadow. You know, played all that many of my students' music, but Vincent stands out.
Well, you were saying shtick, and you know where my mind went when I first heard the first few notes?
No.
Cake.
Cake, yeah, I can see that too.
Short skirt, long jacket,
yeah.
That sort of sing-speaky, kind of jivey vocal thing. You
know? Yeah, but there's more 2 a.m. I've been passing the bong kind of to it than Cake.
I'm not discounting the fact that there may have been chemicals involved.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. We're going to turn now to producer Alex Claiborne. Part of the conspiracy to challenge what we think we know about Alex Claiborne.
Hey guys, thanks as always for having me. And this was a band I've been enjoying since 2020. And for some reason, I have never played them on the show. And the band is called Destroy Boys. They are a group out of Sacramento, California. They formed in 2015. And over the years, they've just been putting out really good sort of punk rock albums and singles. And the lead singer is Alexia, and forgive me, I could not find a pronunciation, but Roditis or Roditis. I like what she said about the song that I'm going to play. The song that I'm going to play is called Shadow, in parentheses, I'm Breaking Down. She said, this song is about compassionately confronting the parts of yourself that you don't like or do like that may be toxic. Mm. And I thought that was kind of fun. Mm. I was like, oh, I personally just enjoy this song. I think it's it's got great, like, I love the structure of it. I love, there is a verse that is in Spanish, which kind of gives me some Clash energy.
I was going to ask
that.
You. I couldn't tell whether it was Spanish or Italian because it goes by so fast and they're both so musical. So Spanish from Sacramento.
Yes,
okay.
And I love that there's a Spanish verse in there, but the lyrics are kind of heavy, but I just very much enjoy the song. I think it's a great rock song.
We'll be right back.
Alex's pick, Destroy Boy's Shadow, I'm Breaking Down. As always, we want to hear your picks. Leave them in a voice message on our website or start a conversation in our Facebook group. When we get back, more buried treasures and tributes to Carl Wallinger and Eric Carmen. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we're back. This week, we're sharing new music that we're excited about and think you need to hear. My next pick for a buried treasure, Jim, is a band called Instant Crush. It's a new Seattle band led by the singer Megan Cannon. Mm. It was basically a solo project, started out like 4 years ago, became a band in 2021, right during the height of COVID, finally getting a debut album out later this year. You know, your Louise Post interview reminded me of the fact that there seems to be a mini revival going on.
I was going to say
that. Early 90s pop rock vibe.
Yeah.
And a lot of music that we're hearing these days from new people, new singers who were not, who were barely born around that time and maybe not even born at that time, but are referencing that era in their music. And this band is one that does exactly that. I think Louise would be proud of what these guys are doing. Instant Crush is the name of the band. The song is called A Cinematic Exit on Sound Opinions.
Oh, I just can't help it. Was looking for a cinematic exit. I have everything I've been trying. Have cynical touch. I have everything I love. Think I've gotten on the go. What's the way so far?
That is A Cinematic Exit, a little bit of early 90s retro rush going on in that song for me.
I heard the same thing. You know, the Veruca Salt coming out in the washing. I love it because there are definitely threads to bring forward from there. Greg, I have another band next, Anti-Queens from Toronto, that are highly inspired by that same era, although less Veruca Salt, more whole L7 Lunatics. They've been going for more than a decade and have been a real force up in the Canadian rock scene. I just love the energy, the anger, the melody combined with the punk ferocity, right? Two women lead the band, Emily Bones and Valerie Knox. They just tear it up. New album, Disenchanted, coming out middle of May. If it's half as good as this single, it's going to be pretty darn great. The song is called Doomed Again by the Anti-Queens. The Anti-Queens, Doomed Again. Man, I just love that sound. What else
yes,
you got?
Yes, you do, Jim.
I do.
You know, I think it's fair game to have a buried treasure that, even though they've been a band for decades, haven't been heard from in decades, too, that's pretty buried to me. I don't think Creation Rebel, a lot of people may not have even heard of them today, but at one point they were extremely influential reggae band out of the UK. It was a remarkable sound that they put together. The On U label, O-N, capital U, was a real influential label. A band like Tortoise, for example, referencing a lot of that music and what they were doing a decade later. Okay, this is basically the backing group. They started out as the backing group. The late reggae singer Prince Far-Eye, this was the backing band. They ended up doing stuff on their own with Adrian Sherwood from 1978 to 1982, the
great
original
producer,
On U sound house band. Reggae dub during that first Britpunk era, played with The Clash, The Slits, Don Cherry, among others. Six albums. Including classics like Starship Africa. Some of that stuff is being re-released as we speak. Now, we finally have their first album in 40-plus years from this group, Creation Rebel, and their seventh overall. Three of the original members, Crucial Tony, Eskimo Fox, and Magoo, are in the group. They're back with producer Adrian Sherwood.
Yeah.
I love that sound. I'm glad they're back. I think they're right on their game with this new record called Hostile Environment. And here's the first single called Swiftly, the right one, from Creation Rebel on Sound Opinions. Little bit of dub reggae. Haven't heard that sound in quite some time, and I every time I hear it, I think dub reggae has staying power, unlike many musical trends from the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
This one sticks. It still sounds very relevant to the way modern production.
Well, and it just
today
sucks you in. I sampled the track that you shared and then just kept going on the whole album. Kept going and going and going. I have one more. This is the Max Hatlam Memorial slot. We had to get a little stoner rock here. Formed in Gothenburg, Sweden. In 2020, Terra Black is stoner rock at its finest. I got one of those hype emails. I read them all, publicists. I do appreciate your sending me music. I just delete 98% of them. This is a massive soundscape where dark lyrics about the devil, witchcraft, and astronomy meet. Okay, I'm going to click on that. I'm going to listen to that, okay? Max loves stoner rock. You love stoner rock. I love stoner rock. You know, it's recurring talk of devils, demons, and witches can be, you know, it can get old. Okay, so you have to be bringing something new musically to the table. One of the things that this quartet Terra Black does is give us female vocals, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Along with the heaviness, there are just not enough women in stoner rock. We can kind of go down on the fingers on one hand. We've played a few great bands. I always love the contrast of, you know, female vocals with the massively heavy drums, bass, and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that here. Granted, the song I'm going to play, Black Flames of Funeral Fire, about which nothing has said more about the lyrics, right? I mean, you know what you're getting. Black Flames of Funeral Fire. Okay, yeah, got it. Okay. Vocals don't even come in until 2.5 minutes into the song, all right? And then they're kind of minimal at that. There's other tracks on their recent album, All Descend, which are more vocal heavy. The record came out late last year, self-released, but now it's got an official physical release. This is one of those I want to own on vinyl because it's going to sound massive. Bone Bag Records is just putting it out now. These names are great, are they not? Black Flames of Funeral Fire by Terra Black. Now, that's like a high-octane, high-caffeine jolt, right?
We played two kind of cool underground bands from Sweden on that particular incarnation of Buried Treasures, Jim. I think that's maybe a first.
Yeah, if we had a corporate funder, maybe we could justify a trip to Sweden.
I'm all for it.
I'd be happy to go. But those are our buried treasures for this time around. As always, we love to hear picks from you. Leave them in a voice message on our website so we can share them on the show. And if you listen now, you might hear a new sound coming in as an old one disappears. See the world in just one grain of sand. You better take a closer look. Don't let it slip right through your hand. Won't you please hear the call?
That is a little bit of Put the Message in a Box from World Party in honor of Carl Wallinger, the writer, player, producer of that song. Dead at the age of 66 on March 10th. Wow, gone way too early. Carl was an affable dude. I loved talking to him. He's a very smart man and a savant on multiple instruments. He was initially, he answered an ad for the Waterboys, the band led by Mike Scott, the Scottish prodigy, who had a bunch of big records with the Waterboys in the 80s, on which the two key ones are ones that Wallinger played on. He answered an ad from Scott that said, "Hey, guitarist wanted," and Wallinger was like, "Well, I really don't play guitar, but I do play keyboards, and I convinced Mike to hire me anyway." And it was the best decision Mike Scott made. He said, "You know, in retrospect, I've never played with a better musician than Carl Wallinger." And he helped to make A Pagan Place in 1984, and This Is the Sea in 1985. Two of the classics, the Waterboys' most renowned records from that era, the big music era, right? Wallinger, meanwhile, was writing a ton of songs that didn't have a place in a band with a songwriter as prolific as Mike Scott. So he broke off to form World Party in the mid-80s. Huge fan of the Beatles, Brian Wilson, early Motown, 60s and 70s influences that he never bothered to say, you know, I'm hiding these. Those are old-fashioned. I don't want to do that. He loved the craftsmanship of those records, and he brought a lot of that into his own music. The Wilson, Brian Wilson attitude of using the studio as an instrument, the Prince attitude of and Stevie Wonder attitude of playing all the instruments on your record before mm-hmm. you know, creating a band to take it out on the road. The one thing about Carl's music that I thought made it relevant, even though he had all of these, you know, retro rock and soul influences in it, was the message in the songs. I mean, this guy could have had, he basically was a greatest hits collection for the Greenpeace movement. Back in the day when not a lot of people were paying attention to the climate crisis, it wasn't the hip thing to do at that point in time. He was way ahead of the curve in writing songs about it. And inevitably, each album would have several songs addressing the topic in one way or another. The one I want to play in particular highlights that, in addition to the number of great songs they had, Put the Message in a Box, which you played at the top, Way Down Now, Is It Like Today, is Ship of Fools. That to me is the key track in the Wallinger discography with World Party. It's from his very first album as World Party, the 1987 release Private Revolution, which is his way of addressing the climate crisis right from the get-go. The song's chorus, save me from tomorrow. I don't want to sail this ship of fools. You're destroying the planet. Can't you see what you're doing to the planet? That was basically his first warning shot. Great song. From World Party and Carl Wallinger, Ship of Fools.
You will pay tomorrow. You're gonna pay tomorrow. Yeah, you will.
That is Ship of Fools in honor of Carl Wallinger, the writer of that song, dead at the age of 66 on March 10th from the Great World Party. Jim, we have to pay tribute to another late great.
Yeah, that is a little bit of go all the way, Greg. Huge hit record for the Raspberries. Their leader, singer-songwriter Eric Carmen, died at the age of 74 in early March. I've said this before, and every time I do, I get all these thanks on Facebook. You know, power pop is a greatly under-respected genre. So many great singles, and yet, you know, always kind of scoffed at a little bit by music journalists. The Raspberries were kind of, well, it depends how you define it, first or second generation power pop icons. Didn't form until 1970 in Cleveland and released four albums between 72 and 74. Never got bigger than Go All the Way, which Eric Carmen would point out in every interview he ever did. I wanted to write a song with an explicitly sexual lyric that the kids would instantly get, but the powers that be couldn't pin me down. Didn't want to get banned by radio. Wanted to get played, but have a secret message. I think the Raspberries' four studio albums are basically 9 out of 10 songs are that same formula. Yeah.
I Want to Be With You was a follow-up single.
You know, there's a lot of glam rock, except, you know, they're manly men in matching suits. So power pop, glam rock, you know, they break up and Carmen goes off to a lucrative solo career. Six solo albums between 75 and 2000, including some truly dreadful songs. I am not going to play or subject anyone to All By Myself, which steals the melody from a Rachmaninoff piano concerto and, you know, turns it into a saccharine pop song. You know, how saccharine? Celine Dion later covered it. Okay, enough said. And that wasn't even the only time he did that. Never Gonna Fall in Love Again also stole from Rachmaninoff. But I, you know, I want to talk about his movie soundtrack careers. You know, Footloose, one of the worst movies ever made that I love. You got to love Footloose, right? You know, he wrote the song Almost Paradise, which this duo, Mike Reno of Loverboy and the great Ann Wilson of Heart, not Ann's best moment, sang. But he also wrote Hungry Eyes, which became a huge MTV hit. Yeah. That was in Dirty Dancing. like, number two, along with Roadhouse. Like, I would have to say those are my three worst movies ever made in the 80s that I still watch every time I flip on them on cable, okay? In later life, Carmen's politics became somewhat controversial, but as I said, the power pop faithful always held him as an icon. In tribute to Eric Carmen, here's a little bit, and tell me this doesn't instantly put you back in the middle of Dirty Dancing, a little bit of Hungry Eyes. Right, tributes to Carl Wallinger and Eric Carmen. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, Led Zeppelin. The good, the bad, the ugly. Let's face it, there's a lot there, and not all of it is 100% positive and love, but some undeniably great music. We're going to discuss all of it. Don't forget to check out our bonus podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm ready to go to the land of the ice and snow. Always. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors. Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our Columbia College intern is Max Hatlam, and our social media consultant is Katie Dodd.